Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Mindset by Carol Dweck, a landmark exploration of the powerful impact our mindset has on our lives. Published in 2006, this book uncovers the profound differences between having a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset and how these perspectives influence our ability to handle difficult situations, setbacks, and our overall self-improvement endeavors. Carol Dweck, a renowned professor of psychology at Stanford University, uses her extensive research to show how shifting to a growth mindset can significantly alter our approach to life's challenges and enhance our ability to achieve our goals. Her work doesn't just describe psychological theories, but provides a practical guide on transforming our mindset to tap into our full potential. Mindset is an essential read for anyone eager to understand how subtle changes in the way we perceive our abilities can dramatically affect our performance and satisfaction in life. This includes those curious about the psychological underpinnings of motivation and personality development. Whether you're a student, an educator, a professional, or simply someone on a personal journey of self-discovery, this book offers invaluable insights into making meaningful and lasting changes in your life and realizing your true potential. Mindset, the new psychology of success. Introduction: How our beliefs about ability influence our potential. Our bodies, with their predetermined set of physical traits, from the contours of our skulls to the length of our limbs, display a fixed blueprint that we can tweak only minimally. Beyond this limited scope, factors like height and eye color remain largely unchangeable. However, when it comes to intellectual and physical capacities, such as mastering the violin, understanding complex mathematical theories, or excelling in sports like basketball, the debate around nature versus nurture takes a front seat. In modern scientific circles, a consensus leans towards a blend of innate aptitude, complemented heavily by dedication and practice. But the deeper question extends beyond genetic predisposition and disciplined training to encompass something more foundational, our mindset. At its core, the concept of mindset revolves around how our inherent beliefs about personal abilities and potential shape our actions and outcomes. Two prevailing attitudes emerge: the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Those with a fixed mindset operate under the belief that their capabilities are static, bound by inborn talents and immutable deficits. Success and failure to them are merely affirmations of their inherent traits, leaving little room for growth or change. In contrast, individuals with a growth mindset view talents as starting points, basic foundations that can be expanded indefinitely through perseverance and effort. These individuals embrace challenges, learn from failures, and persistently develop their skills, demonstrating a remarkable capacity for personal evolution. Their journey through life is marked by continuous learning and adaptation, and their relationships thrive on mutual growth and effort. Ultimately, our mindset fundamentally affects how we approach life's challenges and opportunities. It determines whether we perceive our abilities as fixed traits or evolving qualities. This distinction influences not just personal growth, but extends to how we foster relationships, confront challenges, and perceive success. Engaging in life through the lens of a growth mindset opens up endless possibilities for personal and intellectual development. It turns life into a dynamic journey of continual learning and self-improvement. Part 1: The limitations of believing talents are unchangeable. In the landscape of a fixed mindset, talent reigns supreme. To adherents of this view, a person's capabilities are predetermined and immutable. You are either born with a particular talent or you are not. This perspective on ability casts individuals as inherently smart or not, skilled or lacking, with no room for movement or development. Within the corporate world, notable giants such as Enron and McKinsey exemplify this mindset through their recruitment strategies. These organizations pour immense resources into identifying naturals, outstandingly talented graduates from prestigious universities who, they assume, will propel company performance from the moment they step into the office. Given their reputed natural abilities, these hires are offered minimal training and are not encouraged to seek growth or advancement. The consequence? A relentless evaluation process where every mistake is scrutinized, questioning if these hires genuinely possess the skills they were touted to have. Under this harsh microscope, any error is perceived not as a natural part of learning and growth, but as proof of inherent inadequacy. The fixed mindset promotes a culture where permanence overpowers potential. If an employee is not flawless from the start, the fixed mindset dictates it's better to dismiss them promptly. This way of thinking extends to personal self-assessment as well. Individuals trapped in this mindset believe they can only succeed in areas where they have an inherent aptitude, dismissing the value and power of persistent effort and practice as routes to mastery. In social interactions, this mindset fosters a constant need for validation. Individuals feel compelled to prove their intelligence and talent incessantly, fearing that any mistake might irreparably damage their reputation and confirm their feared inadequacies. This relentless pursuit of external approval is driven by a deep-seated fear of being exposed as incompetent. Through this lens, an individual's abilities seem eternally fixed, cementing a self-fulfilling prophecy where growth is stagnant and potential remains unexplored. The fixed mindset not only limits personal and professional development, but also curtails the dynamic interplay of effort and talent that characterizes truly successful and adaptable individuals. Part 2. Embracing challenges with a growth mindset. Imagine a classroom where, when confronted with a difficult math problem, children with a growth mindset don't shy away. They lean in. Presented with the challenge, these kids don't just work through it at school. They're eager to tackle more of the same problems at home. For them, every challenge is an opportunity to learn more, stretch their abilities, and enhance their understanding. To these children, life is an expansive field of possibilities. Their current level of intelligence isn't a fixed mark, it's just a starting point. Grades, to them, are snapshots of a moment in time, not definitive assessments of their capabilities. They recognize that intelligence can be developed through effort, perseverance, and dedication. The drive in children with a growth mindset isn't to outshine peers or achieve the highest scores. Instead, their satisfaction comes from pushing their boundaries, exploring the full extent of their potential. Whether it's through mastering a musical instrument, excelling in sports, enhancing their writing skills, or improving their artistic abilities, they understand that skill growth is a function of continuous practice and learning from setbacks. People who embrace a growth mindset do not simply rest on their laurels, but seek lessons from the best in any field. They are continuously reassessing and evolving their strategies, always questioning how they can overcome their weaknesses. This mindset extends beyond personal development into every aspect of their lives, including relationships and professional endeavors. In relationships, they encourage continuous personal growth and learning. In team sports, they focus on how they can contribute to the team's overall success rather than personal accolades. In business, they respect and value their employees' contributions, actively seeking honest feedback to foster improvement and innovation. Challenges, for those with a growth mindset, are not barriers, but invitations for enhancement. They invest their energies into personal improvement and contributing positively to the world around them. Through a growth mindset, the path of personal and professional development is not only possible but is actively pursued. This mindset turns potential hurdles into stepping stones for advancement, embodying the belief that growth and development are not just possible, they are inevitable. Part 3. From seeking approval to pursuing growth. A tale of two mindsets. When Lee Iacocca stepped into the role of CEO at Chrysler Motors, the company was teetering on the brink of disaster. His quick decision-making and keen understanding of employee dynamics initially saved Chrysler from collapse. However, as time passed, a noticeable shift in his focus emerged. Iacocca began to prioritize his personal image over the ongoing improvement and sustainability of the company. His actions epitomized the fixed mindset, a relentless quest for external approval, where self-presentation outweighs substantive development. Iacocca's transformation from a crisis manager to a self-promoter illustrates the fixed mindset's critical flaw, the dichotomy of being labeled either a success or a failure, constantly feeling the judgmental gaze of others. In his desire to maintain a reputation as a winner, he sidelined the essential task of nurturing the company's growth, choosing instead to highlight his past achievements. In contrast, consider Lou Gerstner's tenure at IBM during a similarly turbulent period. Arriving at a time when IBM was plagued by a fixed mindset culture that prioritized individual accolades over collective goals, Gerstner faced a company divided by internal strife and disconnected from its customer base. His approach was drastically different from Iacocca's. Gerstner dismantled hierarchical barriers and fostered a culture that celebrated teamwork and collective effort over individual triumphs. By implementing a growth mindset, Gerstner shifted the company's focus from individual success to shared progress and development. He promoted open communication and placed himself alongside his employees, facilitating direct interactions that bridged gaps between management tiers. His leadership revitalized IBM, not by seeking validation for individual achievements, but by aligning everyone towards common goals and mutual growth. This stark difference highlights the divergent paths of fixed and growth mindsets. While one seeks approval and risks stagnation, the other embraces challenges and seizes opportunities for continuous improvement. The narratives of Iacocca and Gerstner serve as powerful examples that underscore a fundamental truth. People with a fixed mindset crave approval, but those with a growth mindset strive for development. Part 4. Turning setbacks into stepping stones. The power of mindset on failure perception. For individuals with a fixed mindset, failure presents an insurmountable barrier. Consider the case of professional golfer Sergio Garcia, whose reaction to a losing streak was to externalize blame and change his caddies frequently, reflecting his frustration in dramatic ways, including a notorious incident where he threw his shoes at a bystander. This behavior typifies the fixed mindset's approach, viewing failures as definitive proofs of one's inherent inability, thus preventing any possibility of development or learning from mistakes. Those with a fixed mindset perceive each setback as a mark of perpetual deficiency. This mindset leads to behavior focused on guarding their fragile self-esteem through excuses, dishonesty, or withdrawal from challenging situations. They regard themselves as a finished product, immutable and static, which stifles growth and adaptation. Contrastingly, individuals with a growth mindset see failures as valuable opportunities. Take Michael Jordan, whose career, though illustrious, was not devoid of misses and losses. Jordan famously missed 26 game-winning shots, each miss serving not as a deterrent, but as a catalyst for further practice and improvement. His approach was not to dwell on the failures, but to use them as a springboard for refinement and mastery. Jordan's growth mindset was evident in his relentless pursuit of excellence. He didn't waste time assigning blame to external factors or protecting his ego. Instead, he analyzed his performance, identified areas needing improvement, and dedicated himself to enhancing those skills through rigorous practice and by seeking advice. This paradigm clarifies how a growth mindset transforms the perception of failures from being endpoints to being part of a continual process of development. Where the fixed mindset sees a disaster, the growth mindset discerns a chance for growth. This shift in perception not only propels individuals like Jordan to unprecedented levels of success, but also fosters resilience and a proactive engagement with life's inevitable challenges. The fixed mindset interprets failures as catastrophes, while the growth mindset recognizes them as opportunities to evolve and improve. Part 5. Embracing challenges. The mindset that defines our approach to difficulties. Confronting challenges is a fundamental aspect of human growth, yet how we respond to these obstacles vastly differs depending on our mindset. For those entrenched in a fixed mindset, difficulties are seen less as opportunities and more as perilous risks. Such individuals often hold a deep-seated belief in the power of inherent talent over effort, which leads to a reluctance to engage in tasks that may demand hard work. Their rationale is simple: if talent is innate, why struggle? This mindset equates effort with potential failure and inadequacy, leading to a tendency to shy away from challenging situations. This avoidance is vividly illustrated in the journey of violinist Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg. Recognized as a prodigy at a young age, she faced immense pressure to perform flawlessly. By 18, her technique had suffered. Her hold on the violin was incorrect, and her fingers had grown stiff. Fear of failing, and potentially confirming her doubts about her natural talent, led her to pull back from learning, to the point of avoiding practice sessions altogether. Conversely, consider Christopher Reeve, who, following a devastating accident, was prognosticated to remain permanently paralyzed. Despite the dire predictions, Reeve's growth mindset propelled him to challenge his fate actively. His belief in improvement and overcoming adversity through effort and persistence led him to undertake a rigorous rehabilitation program. Miraculously, he regained movement, first in his hands, then his legs, and finally, his upper body, defying medical expectations. This stark contrast between Salerno Sonnenberg and Reeve encapsulates the core difference between fixed and growth mindsets. While the former avoids challenges due to fear of failure and the implications it could have on their self-view as naturally talented, the latter relishes challenges as opportunities to expand boundaries and redefine potential. Individuals with a growth mindset, like Reeve, view difficulties not just as trials but as calls to action, chances to engage deeply, push limits, and effect meaningful change in their lives. They pour their energies into transforming these challenges into victories, no matter how insurmountable the obstacles might seem. Thus, where individuals with a fixed mindset see threats in challenges, those with a growth mindset see a chance to excel and grow. Part 6. The impact of childhood role models on shaping our mindset. The journey towards developing a growth or fixed mindset begins astonishingly early in life. From birth, infants inherently exhibit a growth mindset characterized by an insatiable curiosity and a drive to learn and assimilate new experiences daily. However, the ultimate trajectory of this mindset, whether it solidifies into a growth perspective or shifts towards a fixed outlook, is significantly influenced by early role models, primarily parents and teachers. Parents play a pivotal role in this developmental arc. Those who embody a growth mindset nurture their children's natural propensity to learn through encouragement and support. They emphasize the value of persistence and the joy of learning over the need for immediate perfection. Conversely, parents with a fixed mindset tend to judge and classify their children's abilities, often labeling them as inherently good or bad at certain tasks. This can lead to situations where children as young as 1 to 3 years old display behaviors mirroring these attitudes. For instance, growth-oriented toddlers may attempt to comfort a crying peer, whereas those leaning towards a fixed mindset might show annoyance. Teachers further compound or alleviate these early influences. In educational settings, some teachers may hold the fixed belief that student abilities are static, that students performing well will always do so, and those struggling will perpetually lag behind. This philosophy can entrench a fixed mindset in students perceived as weaker, compelling them to resign to a self-fulfilling prophecy of underachievement. However, effective educators who operate from a growth mindset approach their teaching differently. They provide varied strategies to tackle academic challenges, fostering an environment where all students, regardless of initial skill level, can advance. By demonstrating that abilities can be developed, these teachers empower previously struggling students to discard labels of inadequacy and embrace a trajectory of continual improvement. The impact of these early influences cannot be overstated. Our mindset is malleable, influenced significantly by the attitudes and behaviors of those we look up to in early life. By adopting the mindsets of our role models, whether growth-oriented or fixed, we set the foundation for how we perceive and react to challenges throughout life. Thus, the role models of our childhood play a crucial role in shaping not just our early years, but our lifelong approach to learning and development. Part 7. Unlocking Potential. The transformative power of a growth mindset. The development of our mindset isn't solely determined by our environment or genetics. Rather, like any muscle, our brain can be trained and molded. Embracing a growth mindset is a choice available to everyone, involving continuous conscious effort to shift our thought patterns toward embracing challenges and learning from setbacks. Consider a simple scenario. You drop a plate and it shatters. The initial reaction might be self-criticism, a fixed mindset response. I'm always so clumsy. However, by recognizing this instinctive reaction, you have the power to reshape it. Shift your perspective to a growth mindset by thinking, "It's okay, mistakes happen. Next time, I'll handle things more carefully." This slight shift in thinking makes a significant difference in how we perceive and overcome everyday challenges. Cultivating a growth mindset is not merely about personal effort. It also involves engaging with others. Discussing our weaknesses, acknowledging our mistakes openly, and setting tangible goals are essential steps in this process. This openness not only accelerates personal growth, but also fosters deeper connections with others who can provide support and new perspectives. It's important to acknowledge that transitioning from a fixed to a growth mindset isn't instantaneous or easy. Often, a fixed mindset has provided comfort and a safety net against perceived failures and criticisms for many years. However, you don't have to abandon a fixed mindset entirely. Integrating a growth mindset in certain areas of life can be a fruitful beginning. You might still feel challenged in sports, for instance, but you could be excelling and continuously improving in your professional life. The pivotal examples of Christopher Reeve and Michael Jordan epitomize the potential of a growth mindset. Reeve, against all odds, regained control over his body after being told he would never move again, while Jordan used each missed basketball shot as fuel to refine his skills further. These stories are powerful testaments to how a growth mindset isn't just about incremental improvements, but can also lead to achieving what once seemed utterly impossible. Thus, anyone can adopt a growth mindset, and by doing so, can transform challenges into opportunities for growth. With this mindset, each setback is a setup for a greater comeback. Through conscious effort and perseverance, we can all make the impossible possible. Final summary. At the heart of this book lies a profound yet clear message. The type of mindset we embrace profoundly influences our ability to grow and achieve our potential. People trapped in the fixed mindset view their abilities as permanent traits, inherently limited and defined. They cling to the notion of inborn talent and are often deterred by the fear of failure, which stifles their personal and professional growth. In contrast, individuals with a growth mindset perceive abilities as starting points for development. They invest in their efforts and embrace challenges, leading to substantial personal growth and achievement. The book delves into several crucial questions about mindset. How do our mindsets differ? Mindset determines one's belief in the capacity to learn, change, and progress. A fixed mindset posits that abilities are predetermined and unchangeable, whereas a growth mindset sees endless possibilities for personal development. What influence does our mindset exert on our behavior? Behavior is markedly different between the two mindsets. While those with a fixed mindset seek external validation and approval, growth mindset individuals focus on ongoing development and learning. The way each mindset responds to failure also varies. Fixed mindset views failures as catastrophic, whereas growth mindset sees them as golden opportunities for learning. Is it possible to change our mindset? Influence from childhood role models plays a significant role in shaping our initial mindset. However, it is entirely possible to shift from a fixed to a growth mindset at any point in life. This transformation is crucial for anyone aiming to transcend limitations and achieve what may initially seem impossible. This exploration makes it clear that by reevaluating and adjusting our mindset, we open the door to immense personal growth and fulfillment. The book not only guides recognizing the type of mindset we currently hold, but also provides practical strategies for fostering a growth mindset, thus empowering us to reach our highest potential. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.